What's going on, everybody? Yeah, it's your host, man. It's the Wolf of Crypto here. Y'all are y'all tapped in with the Wolf of Crypto podcast. Another episode here today. Today's topic, MarginFi. Yeah, that's what today's subject is of choice. Probably heard me mention it on my other episode. Told y'all I was going to be talking about each particular platform, kind of, you know, deep diving a little bit here, unraveling the different protocols, platforms, what they have to offer. This particular bad boy, this one right here, is a decentralized lending protocol. It's on Solana, obviously. Prioritizes risk management, you know, providing a safe, easy solution for users to access some leverage. And then obviously, you know, you want to capitalize on that capital, right? This particular protocol is fully permissionless. Yes, it's got a suite of smart contracts that's a play on the blockchain here, paired with some real-time risk management and automatic liquidations. Hey, hello. So you're probably wondering, like, hey, what's this protocol? What makes it a little bit different? Why does it stand out? Why are we using it? Well, number one, why we're using it, obviously, because, hey, we're trying to get this airdrop. It's airdrop season, folks. We hunting out here for airdrops. Well, and unlike traditional lenders, like I was saying, MarginFi is fully permissionless, which means basically there's no middleman, right? It's just you and MarginFi. You access the protocol services directly. And in parallel, MarginFi leverages sophisticated risk management mechanisms and has an emphasis on risk transparency so that its users have a better understanding of the risks that they're taking and so that they can obviously better manage this risk. So basically telling you, hey, man, if you do plan on risking A, B, and C, well, it's going to look like this if you decide to go down that road. Here's what your risk is going to look like. Here's your potential, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Hopefully, everybody kind of gets an idea on that one. Now, these protocol servers are entirely open for public use. There's no restrictions. Anybody can use them. Like I said, it's a decentralized, right? It's a decentralized protocol. Inspired by obviously the socialized movement. Normally, typically, traditional finances can, or say financial services can, restrict access based on geography or wealth status, which obviously will favor some of those that might be in the categories of the elites, privileged, and you guys know what I'm talking about. So again, anybody can use this, no matter where you're at. So it's one thing I like about this particular protocol is I can be anywhere. I know certain protocols come with certain restrictions based on geographic locations, all that good stuff. It's a permissionless protocol, meaning obviously there's no middleman. It's you in the protocol. You just go directly wherever you need, you go right to it, and that's it. Simple in the story, blah. So, you know, how is this compared to some other decentralized lending protocols? Well, obviously boasting that this protocol here, you got your risk management systems in place, the transparency so that obviously users have a better understanding of the risks that they're taking. So that's going to help them manage all those risks a little bit better, which ultimately should lead them to having better profits and cutting your losses, right? Another unique feature about MarginFi is their lending architecture. It supports as a collateral, non-tokenized trader, basically allowing traders to unify their entire DeFi portfolio across a blockchain ecosystem with MarginFi in a way that's manageable, safe, and PayPal efficient. As far as that, I guess trying to explain that a little bit better. If you ever come across a protocol, especially in the DeFi world, where you're actually able to manage multiple portfolios across different blockchains, again, that's probably going to probably blow your mind a little bit, because you're probably thinking, how can you manage across different blockchains, yada, yada, yada. But I think that's what they're trying to at least get at as far as the particular features that this protocol offers compared to some other protocols. So being able to kind of keep track of your portfolio, maybe being able to interact, yada, 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 blah, 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 right? Now, as far as the actual platform itself, I would say pretty easy to navigate with. Again, what you can do on here, you're going to be lending, borrowing. That's kind of like, you know, the main two things that you'll be doing. Do have the opportunity to stake. Now, staking on here, it's a little bit different. Looks like the token is called LST, Liquid Staking Token. I think this might be MarginFi's actual like official token for their particular platform. But for some reason, I feel like I've seen this token being offered in other DeFi services that you can use. So this might be a token that you actually can stake on here and then turn around, take that LST token and then actually go use it on some other platforms as well. So that's something that I gotta find out here to see how you can kind of, I guess, maximize that particular option. Obviously, you can swap on here, which is powered by Jupiter. And then bridging is another feature. It's powered by, I think, Mind Finance. So you ever want to bridge from Ethereum to Solana and then vice versa, I definitely do know you can do that. As far as other blockchains and bridging on all that stuff like that, I'm not sure what the blockchains you can bridge on. I'm assuming it's going to be anything. Actually, I clicked the drop down box to kind of figure that out. So it looks like you got Ethereum, Binance Smart Chain, Avalanche, and Arbitrum. So those are different networks that you can actually go ahead and bridge between on this particular platform. Bridging is something that's entirely different, can be somewhat complex, a little bit confusing for those that, like I said, that might not be too familiar with the space. But I have bridged before, and like I said, this was like, man, early days, especially I want to say I bridged from Solana to Ethereum. I think that was like my first blockchains that I used to bridge with. And believe it or not, found it. It was kind of somewhat easy. I mean, I would say I watched, I think, some YouTube videos and stuff like that just to be on the safe side. Obviously, didn't experiment with too much money because, you know, before you start moving big chunks of money in the crypto space, you definitely want to have your comfortability level at a good place before you just, like I said, start doing this. Because again, you gotta remember, if you're not careful, you can lose your funds. And I can attest to that. I've done it plenty of times, might still do in the future. Obviously, try not to, but there's times where sometimes you're moving a little bit too fast, not paying attention, and then there it is, it happens. So you're able to bridge on the platform. And like I said, you have those particular blockchains to choose from. Now, as far as, like I said, their earn here, it looks like you're only able to earn Bunk, and the APY is 10%, but you gotta lock them up for 6 months. So, oof. Depending on what type of holder you are on Bunk, this could be a play, it could not be, but I'm not for sure if this qualifies as far as earning points and all that good stuff, because again, they have a point system, which is part of their airdrop. As far as how you earn these points on this platform, lending, borrowing, and referring. So on the lending side, I believe you get like, it's one to one. So for every dollar you lend, you get like 1 point. And then on the borrowing side, it jumps up a little bit. So for every dollar I believe you borrow, you get 4 points on that side. So I might do a little bit of borrowing. Obviously, like I said, you gotta be careful with which token you're borrowing, because you gotta pay attention to the APR, and trying to avoid having to repay too much. But again, depending on how you look at it, and depending on what type of funds you're actually using, like I said, I'm probably using some funds that I've already made some money with. Like I said, my Solana position has gone up, and then also too, I've had some other investments that have turned around a little bit. So I'm thinking of kind of picking from there and playing on these particular platforms, trying to get my airdrop tokens. And then when it's all said and done, hopefully some of those positions actually are a little bit bigger than where they started at. But definitely going to be playing with the lending side. Obviously, I'm already lending right now. I'm lending some USDC. When I say the APR on that's 5%, but again, I'm getting my points up, man. I'm trying to just get as many points, trying to get my ranking up and all that stuff, because again, something that you have to keep in mind when it comes to participating on all these particular platforms to stack up your airdrop profits is, you know, depending on how much volume you're using, that's going to be something that obviously comes into play. And then how many people you're obviously bringing to a platform, and then the people that you do bring to a platform, how much volume they're playing in. And so there's a little ladders here and there that kind of go into play. But again, this is going to be fun, right? As far as their Omni, looks like they have another feature that I haven't really, like I said, I haven't touched based on with too much yet, but it's another time of the day, right? Because that's one thing about these platforms, even though they are the same as far as offering features and stuff like that, they still are a little bit different as far as navigating using the platform. And then as far as this particular airdrop season, I will have to find out to see when this might be ending, but definitely want to get those points up right now. So guys want to join me and come play on the platform, obviously you'll have my link to kind of help me out here. But that will at least do it for this particular episode. Not going to harp on too much more of the platform. Probably will leave that for another time. Again, as airdrop season is commenced, take advantage now. Get in early, because once the masses come, and you know, like the last project I was talking about, how, you know, it was an either or proposition. So it was either they get to this many tokens, or it was either, you know, people just participate, blah blah blah, and then that's when their particular airdrop might end. So that will do it for this particular one. Again, MarginFi Finance on the Solana blockchain. Obviously, you're going to need a Solana eligible wallet to partake. But I'm excited, man. I feel like I got more tasks and a lot more things to, not necessarily talk about, but also experiment with and build up my own tools and skills as far as getting better with this whole supply, borrowing, lending, and all that stuff. Because I have seen people use it to advantage where, you know, they can make some serious dough and then take it right back and put it into the native token. And like I said, it's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff to say. But I appreciate y'all tuning in to the episode. If you guys happen to be new, hopefully you guys are enjoying the show, subscribing to some of my different outlets here. Definitely be a lookout for the YouTube channel, since all these different projects I've been mentioning, they're definitely going to be needing some videos so you guys can visually get a better understanding of what I'm talking about here, and also be able to follow your kid. Because again, if I happen to be one of those lucky people, or I shouldn't say lucky, but well, I guess you could say there's a little luck involved there, but if I happen to be one of those people that end up waking up and I look at my wallet and I see an airdrop and I'm like, oh, it's five figures. Like that 18,000, 20,000 people were getting off that Jito airdrop. I'm like, yo, it's not too shabby, man. Not too shabby for an airdrop. And again, for the work that you put in to get to that airdrop, that's something else you gotta put into understanding. But I am your host, the Wolf of Crypto. I'm gonna go ahead and get on out of here. That wraps it up for this particular episode of the Wolf of Crypto podcast. Y'all take it easy, man. Peace.